Another mass shooting in the United States, this time in the city of Thousand Oaks, just 40 miles northwest of downtown Los Angeles. Shortly after 11 p.m. local time, police received 911 calls from the Borderline Bar, where witnesses say a man entered and started shooting. He killed 12 people, including a sheriff's deputy who was the first law enforcement officer to enter the bar. The gunman is also dead. The bar was packed with young people who were there for a college night and country two-step lessons. Here's one witness speaking to a local ABC News affiliate.
And there were just young people, like young, 18, 19, 20, just having a great time. And this maniac came in and started shooting people for no reason at all. These people have never hurt anybody in their lives. They're just... kids. They're just kids. I'm so sorry.
We reached Claudia Bill de la Peña, a council member for the city of Thousand Oaks.
I was already asleep, and I received a phone call shortly after it happened. And of course, I got ready and then headed out.
What can you tell those of us who haven't been to Thousand Oaks about Thousand Oaks? What kind of community is it?
It is a bedroom community. It is absolutely wonderful. It is outside of Los Angeles. And once you drive through the congested valley and into Ventura County, you just have this big relief and take a deep breath because you know you have entered an area that is just filled with nature, hills, and low density. It's not congested at all. It is really paradise.
Have you spoken to community members yet today? Can you give us a sense of what the reaction has been so far?
The reaction is one of shock and disbelief that this can happen in our community. And this is something that you hear in communities across America. We didn't think it could happen here, but it does. So our community is in shock and we are mourning.
You tweeted that families are being sent to a local center to be reunited with their children who were at the bar. What can you tell us so far about those efforts?
Well, we are coordinating with various law enforcement agencies, and we do have family members here, loved ones here, and they're all awaiting word.
And we're hearing that many of the people who were in the bar last night were young people in their late teens and early 20s. Can you tell us anything about the bar itself, how long it had been in the community, and what type of place it was?
Well, the bar, Borderline Bar and Grill, really is the only country western bar in Thousand Oaks, and it's been around for decades. It is a place where the community comes together. In fact, we had a very big event just a couple of months ago, a charity event. The bar makes itself available to charity events, and it is quite the local staple. And it was college night, so everybody there was over the age of 18.
And as a local government member, how do you expect the Thousand Oaks community to respond? What, in addition to the reunification efforts, are you all thinking about as this story unfolds?
Well, first of all, we need to take care of the families who are impacted by this. Everything is still fresh. We don't have all the answers yet. We are making every effort and help available to the families, those who are waiting to hear from their loved ones. And we have to wait for that process to finish before we can move on to the next. But in the meantime, our committee members have reached out with offers of help in any way that they can.
How are you personally feeling today, council member?
Well, I'm extremely saddened that this can happen in our wonderful bedroom community of 130,000 people, always one of America's safest cities until today.
Claudia Bill de la Peña is a council member for the city of Thousand Oaks. Council member, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.